A forward for the Steel County Blades is Gavin Ellis, comes out of Highland, California. Gavin, where is that roughly?
That's in Southern California, okay. So it's kind of by the Redlands, San Bernardino, around there.
All right. Yeah. Doesn't get quite as cold there as you're experiencing right now.
Oh, no. It probably doesn't get below 70. It's hard for me over here, yeah.
Yeah, I think we might have some 70 below wind chills in part of Minnesota. What's your reaction to this weather that you've had to deal with?
I definitely didn't pack warm enough. Yeah, just freezing, okay. Yeah.
When you're on the ice, when you're in the rinks, so do you kind of get heated up by the game, and are the rinks warm enough? Does it? Are you able to not worry about the weather when you're out there playing?
Oh, yeah. Once you get going and get a couple shifts in, you start to warm up and, yeah,
okay.
Get all sweaty.
How did you end up here playing for the Blades in southern Minnesota, coming out of Highland, California?
Yeah, I played for the Ducks 18 AAA last year, and my coach, August Aiken, kind of helped me connect with Banks, and we went from there, and I decided to come out here for the season.
All right. The season is going really well. You guys are above 500. You've played some real tight games against top teams in the league. It is kind of my summation of it. How would you sum up how the season has gone?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, we're getting a lot better as the year goes on. Coming around playoff time, I think we have some things that we need to get, you know, tightened up, but I think we're looking pretty good going into the playoffs.
What are some of the adjustments you had to make to going to this level of junior hockey from where you played last season?
You know, I mean, I think it's just a lot faster and, you know, a lot bigger guys, older guys, so they're throwing the body a bit more, so it's just kind of adjusting to the speed and the physicality of it.
Was there a point or something that happened this season that was kind of helped you realize, hey, I'm good here, I've kind of adjusted? Was there a point like that where you felt comfortable as opposed to being a rookie out for the first time at this level?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the team and the coaches are real supportive. So, mm-hmm. I mean, going out to my first couple games, I finally got my first goal. And, you know, that kind of made me feel, you know, really good. And the team made me feel welcome. So, I mean, it was pretty easy coming up here and, you know, just getting used to it all and playing for the Blades.
Confidence-wise, leading into playoffs here before too long, what is it that you see in the team or feel in yourself that can make you confident and the team confident that in the middle of the pack here, you guys can you know, make yourselves heard in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a team, we're a real tight group of guys. So, I mean, I think, you know, going into playoffs, we all trust each other to work the bag off for the guy next to you. So, I mean, I think we're going to look pretty good in the playoffs for sure.
What got you started in hockey?
You know, I started pretty late. I started when I was about 12. Mm-hmm. My dad always used to watch the Ducks, and I watched, you know, with him, and looked a lot of fun, so I decided to try it out, and it kind of stuck with it, yeah.
As far as skating, when did you start skating then? 12 years old to start hockey? Did you have some skating experience behind you before that?
No. Really? I went in, playing 12 years old and picked it up pretty quick, so, yeah. Okay. It's a lot of fun.
All right, here in Minnesota, and I'm not myself personally speaking or anything like that. I didn't start and didn't grow up in Minnesota either, but in Minnesota and some guys you've talked to and gotten to know, I'm sure they started at 3-4 years old and things like that.
Yeah.
What are some interesting things that you're learning from other people, or what is a hockey community in this area have you found out about that maybe is interesting or enlightening or something you didn't know about the sport and just how it's accepted in different parts of the state or country?
Yeah, I mean, I just think Minnesota, it's, you know, hockey culture everywhere. I mean, my billets, they build an outdoor rink in the backyard. I mean, that's really different from California, and just the amount of ice time that these guys can get out here, it's just way different, you know, because California, it's all baseball and football. So, I mean, out here, it's hockey, so it's pretty awesome.
And Gavin, did you do some other sports then? Do you have some other sports that you've excelled at as well?
Yeah, I played baseball ever since I was little, and then, you know, growing up, and then I kind of got tired of it, a bit boring for me, so then I saw hockey, and just the fast pace of it all, it just looked real fun, so then I started to pick that up.
As far as hobbies outside of hockey and things you do in your downtime here, what are you able to get in and keep yourself busy with?
I've been working. I work here at the kitchen right now, and then I worked for Hy-Vee in the beginning of the year. Yeah.
And long-term goals hockey-wise for you, Gavin?
Long-term goals? You know, just hopefully getting to play Division III or Division I NCAA hockey for sure.
All right. Well, very good. Well, it's been good seeing you on the ice. Look forward to seeing you again real soon out there. And Gavin Ellis, thanks for your time.
Thank you.